professionalism and in life, I have found things happen for a reason. So evidently, it was important that each and every one of you be here today. If you've never heard me speak before, I primarily channel, and I'm inspired to say what I need to when I'm here. This date was picked because it's my mother's birthday. Spirit, for some reason, has decided that I need to celebrate this day. What you don't understand is my mother and I, during her lifetime, never really got along. It was something that I thought about my entire life, but I've come to accept it. So in memory of my mother, Ruth LaRue Seedling Gray, who was born Monday, March 13th, 1922, and transitioned to a better place for her on Tuesday, September 4th, 2001, at the age of 79 years, 5 months, and 21 days. Today, we would be celebrating and are celebrating her 94th birthday, which in today's world is not an old age. And there are a lot of people that live far beyond this now. But my mother was ready to transition. My father had died 10 years before then. She remained angry at him for the entire time, but missed him to the point where she convinced herself to give up. During this time, I tried all I could to show her the love that I had for her. And for all these many years, 50 years I waited to get her approval. It never came. However, I didn't suffer from the lack of a mother's love. Deep in my heart, I knew my mother loved me. She just didn't know how to show it, what to do to help it along. But in her place, we had a loving father, loving grandmother, and people in my life. It's sad that as a little girl, I looked for someone to be mother, someone that could give me what I thought I should have. And so therefore, I got accepted into other people's families and treated like a daughter, treated like one of the family, treated and respected and loved like their child. And this continued throughout my life. And I still have people that come to me in spirit that were like my mother. But my father came to me, and this is what brought me into spiritualism. And this is why spiritualism is so important to me. One of the first messages I received was from my father. And what he said to me, your mother loved you the best that she could. Okay, Dad, what does that mean? She did not have capacity to open up in a warm, loving way. So therefore, she treated me as this little child running around that, as she told me, it was an accident. Okay, well, nice accident. But Mom, thank you. Because you made me the person I am today. And I will celebrate your birthday every year. I will continue forever loving you as my mother and appreciate the things you did for me without meaning to sometimes. You did. You taught me how to be independent. You taught me how to work hard. You taught me how to appreciate the things I had and not want for things I wanted. You grew up in a poor family. You raised me in a middle-income family, but you still taught me the basics of what it was like to do without. You let me go to work at a very young age so that I could do what I needed to do to survive. And all the way through my life, up to and including the reading of your will, you told everyone I was a survivor, that you made me that way. And I appreciate that. And I thank you for that. My mom comes to me now. She's a lot different now. I believe that she has recovered from her thoughts and feelings of how to raise a child in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It was not easy, although I think at this time it's a lot easier than what it is today. But she just had no feelings of what to do, how to do it. So she worked. She let other people raise me, which in reality was a benefit to me. But she comes to me now and she stands in front of me. Actually, she is standing in front of me, actually. And she's got this smile on her face. And she's saying, I am so very proud of you. And please understand, you didn't need my approval. The approval I could not say was always there. So I thank you all that you, as a community and my family, are here to celebrate 94th birthday. And I have found that spirit has me talk about things that are close to me because my path in life is to help people, to guide people, to share my experiences, because somewhere in this room, someone else has a problem, perhaps with their mother. Perhaps they went through the same thing I did, and perhaps this will touch their heart and make them understand that it's not you, it's them that's the problem. And just open your heart. Just love, because accepting them for who they are and loving them no matter what allows us to grow in life and in spirit. And spirit loves love, loves acceptance, both of him and of our families and our loved ones and our friends. So we need to open our hearts. We need to make sure that we always give the love. Don't just judge, never judge. Make yourself open to people in your life. They're there for a reason. You may not see that reason today, but over the time, they will come and you will realize why they were in your life. Now, I want to thank all of you. I try to keep this short, but I want to thank you all very much for joining our community and being here today, and especially anyone that's here for the first time. We hope that you understand and embrace the idea of spiritualism, and if you ever need to learn anything about it, perhaps you'll join us in our classes for spiritual development and understanding of spiritualism and become a member of this community, because we love and welcome all people in all walks of life, every color, every religion, every type of person. We love you all and we welcome you. God bless. Have a beautiful day. Happy birthday, Mom.